How lenders handle appraisals. When the appraisal report is completed, mortgage lenders will submit it to underwriting. An underwriter will review appraisal data to confirm that the property meets the program requirements. The underwriter will occasionally submit the report through a formal appraisal review conducted by an in-house specialist or an independent appraiser. The goal of the appraisal review is to double-check the final value. If the appraisal review returns with a lower appraisal value, the underwriter must accept that lower value. Types of appraisal reviews. Desk review. Most lenders, especially for conforming loan programs, conduct simple desk reviews, normally at their desks. These reviews simply go through a checklist of items as they analyze the appraisal report for completeness and acceptable conclusions. Field review. Many lenders, especially when dealing with high LTV loans, will order a field review of the appraisal. An independent, third-party appraiser will be contracted to review the appraisal report and then actually verify the accuracy of the data, elements, and procedures used by the original appraiser. Limited appraisals. Some lenders accept a shorter version of the appraisal report for underwriting, rather than requiring a full appraisal report, which includes an interior inspection A limited appraisal report, which has an exterior only or drive-by inspection, is deemed acceptable for low LTV or low-risk loans. These limited appraisal reports require the same research and market analysis as a full appraisal report and merely limit the level of inspection. An appraiser may charge less for a limited appraisal report due to the reduced time requirement of a drive-by inspection and the lack of requirement for an appointment at the subject property. Principles of residential appraisals. Valuation principles. The appraiser's judgment for the value opinion is based heavily on certain principles of market value and economics. The appraiser must be familiar with each of these principles and how they impact the typical buyer's motivations and therefore impact value. Valuations can fluctuate as the elements of value change. The language of real estate defines principles of appraisal as the theories and economic concepts that explain the rationale of market behavior affecting value. Appraisal principles include, but are not limited to, the theories of anticipation, change, competition, balance, substitution, supply, and demand. Principle of anticipation. The principle of anticipation states that the expectation of future appeal, benefit, or event affects the purchase price. If buyers anticipate benefits that the market can support, more value is realized for the property. The lower the anticipated benefits, the lower the value realized for the property. Examples of future events. Future event for a homeowner is profit at the time of sale from property appreciation. Future event for an investor is a monthly and annual income stream, cash flow, after-expense profit, and reversionary profit at sale. Future event for an entrepreneur is sustained visibility of facilities to attract repeat business. Future event for developers is expansion of demand to new areas. Future event for all markets is the change within via expansion of municipalities, zoning changes, growth, revitalization, and gentrification. Appraisers consider not only historical trends, but also future benefits. As such, they must be aware of future improvements to an area that could affect the demand for a property improvements, such as freeways, schools, hospitals, and new commercial developments that will provide future benefits to landowners, will affect property value. Real estate investors purchase income properties in anticipation of the future income stream the properties will generate. Principle of balance. The principle of balance states that the value of land is connected to the balance of the internal and external elements of a property. Essentially, balance is related to the maximum land value. Market balance is achieved when the four factors of production, capital, entrepreneurship, labor, and land, are in economic equilibrium. Appraisers must be aware of market cycles, political actions, and economic, physical, environmental, and sociological forces that can affect real estate values. For example, mixed land use should result in maximum value for all properties involved, such as with master-planned communities. Buyer's market. Supply greatly outweighs demand, i.e., the buyer theoretically has the upper hand in the market. If there are more houses for sale than there are buyers, the sellers will be more inclined to concede to certain conditions or accept a lower offer in order to capture the sale. Seller's market. Demand greatly outweighs supply, i.e., the seller theoretically has the upper hand in the market. If there are more buyers than there are houses for sale, sellers can get more offers above list price and potentially start a bidding war on the property. If the neighborhood is desirable, buyers will want to move there, and current residents will not want to leave, resulting in a limited supply of houses. Balanced market. Supply slightly outweighs demand. Y.E. The market is not a one-to-one ratio where there is only one house per potential buyer. If there are slightly more houses than there are buyers, a typical buyer still has options, 2 to 3 houses per buyer, on the market without as much added pressure or competition. If the subject property is located in a buyer's or seller's market, the appraiser may be challenged to find a sufficient number of recent sales. This is because there is either a decreased demand for the area, i.e., no one is moving in, or there is a decreased supply in the area, i.e., no one is moving out. For this reason, the appraiser may need to look outside of the subject's market to find suitable comps. The real estate market does not respond as quickly to changes in supply and demand as other products. This slower response is due to the lag time involved in real estate development and the relatively long time that it takes to complete transactions. Principle of change. Forces that act on a parcel of land constantly affect its value. As a result, an appraisal has a relatively short shelf life. The principle of change recognizes that these forces of change can be specific or external to the property. The specific changes are often referred to by the acronym PEGS, which stands for the physical, economic, government, and social value characteristics, or broad force characteristics, that affect value. Examples of physical, environmental forces: shape, topography, climate, street patterns, linkages, land hazards, utility availability, flood zones, wildfires, rivers, bayous, ponds, waterways, storms, soil content and movement. Examples of economic forces: income levels, inflation, employment, financing, interest rates, construction, business development, credit requirements. Examples of governmental forces: property taxes, special assessments, government services, building codes, zoning, public transportation, freeways and traffic patterns, environmental regulations, legislation of money, historic preservation codes. Examples of social forces: lifestyle choices, buyers' tastes, geographic preferences, population changes, linkage preferences, demographic shifts. The appraiser serves as the eyes and ears of the client. If the appraiser observes something atypical that the market would have a positive, negative, or neutral reaction to, he, she must note it in the appraisal report. For instance, the appraiser may record that an area's streets have no shoulders or ditches. Therefore, they are narrower than most. Markets are constantly changing. This constant change provides job security for appraisers. If values did not change and require revaluation, there would be no need for the appraisal profession. Principle of competition. The presence or absence of competition will affect value. Buyers compete for the available properties that meet their needs. Sellers compete for the available qualified buyers within a defined market. The principle of competition states that houses on the market are vying for attention from market participants. A typical buyer will shop around, viewing multiple properties, before deciding to buy all of the available properties the buyer is considering are competing against one another. If a buyer is looking at property that is at the top end of his or her budget, the property must have a desired element that makes that higher value worthwhile to the buyer. For instance, A buyer is looking at houses in the $300,000 to $350,000 price range. There are a few must-have amenities he is looking for in a property, but overall, he is more focused on living in a specific neighborhood. He views listing A, priced at $349,500. Listing A has 5 bedrooms, a formal dining room, a pool, and an outdoor kitchen. The buyer is a single bachelor who rarely entertains guests at his home. Since this home's extra amenities are of no importance to him, he decides to view the next listing that is simpler and more moderately priced. Principle of conformity. The principle of conformity is fundamental in the industry. Conformity is a term appraisers will hear many times. The principle suggests that value is maximized when there is a reasonable degree of homogeneity, or sameness, in a neighborhood. Houses in a neighborhood also tend to conform in value to each other. Essentially, this principle refers to what is accepted by or appeals to the current market. Commercial markets also seek similarity in design, use, and appeal to market participants. The principle of conformity closely relates to the principles of progression and regression, which state that nonconformity could be viewed as either a positive or a negative in the market's eyes. In simple terms, the worst property within the best market will benefit from its surroundings. A smaller property suffering from deferred maintenance would benefit if it were located in an in-demand market, because the other well-maintained properties, or other market-demanded factors, would increase its value. Conversely, a property that is considered over-improved, i.e., has super adequacy, based on its surroundings, will be penalized by market participants. Larger homes, newer construction, or certain designs may not reach a maximum return on value when the market is at a lesser value point. At the time of their development, most neighborhoods conform to the market tastes of that time period. The majority of the neighborhood homes shared a common function, style, and utility. If a property does not look similar to its surroundings, it does not conform to the neighborhood. Throughout his or her appraisal career, an appraiser will likely encounter a property with a non-conforming use. Non-conforming uses arise when there has been a change in zoning. The previous land use was legal under the zoning regulations at the time. Therefore, the use is grandfathered if the area is rezoned. In cases where the property is not grandfathered in, and the proposed use of the property violates the current zoning ordinances, owners should request a variance. The local planning agency will review the variance application. If granted, the owner will receive a conditional use permit, which grants special permission for the non-conforming use. The permit does impose certain conditions to lessen the negative impact that the atypical property will have on the neighboring properties. At the bottom of page 1 of the Uniform Residential Appraisal Report, URAR, the appraiser is asked whether the property generally conforms to the surrounding neighborhood in terms of functional utility, condition, style, construction, use, etc. If the appraiser feels the house does not conform to its surroundings, he or she will provide further details on the form. Another way to think of this question is, if all houses in this area were placed on the market, how competitive would this property be against its peers? Would it require more concessions, extended marketing time, extraordinary conditions, etc.? It is important to note that just because a specific element of the property is not common for the area, this does not mean the property is non-conforming overall. If, for instance, the appraiser was inspecting the only house in the neighborhood with an in-ground pool, this accessory structure may be labeled as abnormal or an over-improvement in that market. The pool would not make the entire property non-conforming and may have little, if any, contributory value. Principle of progression and regression. According to the principle of progression, the worst property in the best market will benefit from its surroundings. A smaller property or a house suffering from deferred maintenance will benefit if it is located in an in-demand market because the other well-maintained properties or other market-demanded factors will increase its value. Conversely, the principle of regression states that an over-improved property will be penalized by market participants if the surrounding properties are not of similar quality or construction. Larger homes, newer constructions, or certain designs may not reach maximum value return when the market is at a lesser value point. For instance, if a brand new custom-built home is located in an average older neighborhood, its value will be inherently pulled down due to what that market accepts. Principle of contribution. The principle of contribution suggests that a property's value is equal to the sum of the contributory value of each of its component parts. The appraiser's most important takeaway about contribution is that cost does not equal value. It is the appraiser's responsibility to determine how much a typical buyer would pay or deduct for certain improvements and property characteristics. Contributory value may be positive, negative, or neutral. Suppose a home features a fireplace in the living room. How much does the fireplace add or contribute to the overall price of the property? That figure is its contributory value, which depends upon the demand in the market. For buyers in the northern states, where winters are frigid, a fireplace would be a must-have. In the south, where heat indexes regularly reach the triple digits, fireplaces may be viewed as more ornamental than practical. If a buyer selects one house over another solely for its fireplace and pays an additional $5,000, that is equal to the fireplace's contributory value. Again, value does not equal cost. The cost of constructing a fireplace could be around $10,000 or more, but that does not mirror its contributory value. What about homes with multiple fireplaces? Suppose a mansion has 7 total fireplaces. The first has the most contributory value, and the second and third may contribute to a degree. However, fireplaces 4 to 7 may have no effect on value. In fact, a superfluous number of fireplaces may negatively contribute to value if it does not conform to the market. The appraiser is the only person in the real estate transaction, not the real estate agent, not the seller, not the inspector, etc., who can place a true contributory value on an improvement because it is based on market activity, law of diminishing and increasing returns. The laws of diminishing and increasing returns reinforce that cost is not equal to value, and they are directly related to the principle of contribution. The market may return more, increasing, or less, diminishing, than what the homeowner paid for an improvement or amenity. These laws would suggest that it is wise to improve property when the value added by the improvement exceeds the cost of the improvement. An owner wishing to reap equity from the improvement's investment should not overimprove a property. Principle of substitution. At the core of appraisal methodology is the economic concept of the principle of substitution. According to this principle, a commodity's value is influenced by the cost of acquiring a substitute or comparable item. When forming an opinion of value using the sales comparison approach, the commodity in question is the subject property, and the substitutes are the comparables. A rational and informed buyer would typically not pay more for one property when an equally desirable house is available for a lower price or offers other benefits. The principle of substitution applies in all markets and is the foundation of the sales comparison approach. The appraiser must ask him or herself, if the subject property were not available, which properties in this market would the typical motivated buyer consider due to their similarity in key features and location? When this question is answered, the appraiser has located the subject's comps. The listing prices of market substitutes help the appraiser set the upper limit of value for the subject property. Because the sales comparison approach is a theoretical model, the appraiser uses the past actions of the market, i.e., the selling price of comparable properties sold months ago, and present actions of the market, i.e., the asking price of available listings, to support the value opinion of what today's buyer would pay for the subject property. Certain features of real estate and the real estate market complicate how the principle of substitution applies in appraisals. Each parcel of real estate is unique. No two properties have identical characteristics. Even those that are physically similar still have different locations. The market typically reacts to such differences through variations in prices. The value of one property cannot automatically be inferred from the prices at which other properties have been sold, no matter how similar they may be. Suppose a buyer is waffling between property A and property B, which are two almost identical model homes located in the same development. Both are listed at around $350,000. However, Property A is located at the back of the large subdivision, which takes an extra 15 minutes of drive time just to reach the entrance of the neighborhood. The typical buyer, representing the entire market, may react negatively and refuse to pay the same price for a property with added inconveniences. He may opt instead for Property B. This example illustrates that the reason behind substitution may not always be a higher price point, but could be attributed to other non-monetary costs, such as convoluted street patterns and difficult linkages, i.e., physical forces. Additionally, the sellers cannot gouge buyers with inflated asking prices or make unreasonable demands in a seller's market. The principle of substitution assumes that the buyers would simply look to a different, possibly less desirable neighborhood with similar properties within their budget.